This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Masters of None. My name is Mike. Along with me, always, Jay and Art. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hello, fellows.
And on the line with us, back for our, what is it? What did you say, 14th season?
I think so.
Fortnite.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
That's good. That's big numbers.
Yeah, serious. Double digits. Well, we got Jim Tews joining us. Comedian Jim Tews.
Hey,
you go by comedian, actor, film producer? What are your...
Yeah, I guess general... odd man.
Just general.
Comedian in general.
Yeah.
General.
Yeah, general. General.
You save a lot of people on your car general. Insurance. Love it.
Jim Tews is joining us, which is awesome. We haven't had him, we were just saying, in a few years. We had him last with the other guys from Holy Taco. I think we did. What did we do? I think the show we did, was it the sound effect one or was it the song part one? I forget.
I don't remember. Song part. To be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those. We did one of those shows with you and with Ian
Lewis.
Yeah, and it was awesome. I remember that show. That was one of my favorites, actually, that we did. Go back into our archives and find it and search it out because it's a lot of fun. But tonight we're going to be talking about I don't know how do you want to put it? This is the best top 8.5 or best innovations, new innovations that are out now. Something along those lines.
Your idea, man. So you phrased it. You yelled at me and called me Semantic Steve when I tried to nail down what the hell you were talking
new
about.
New season.
I did. I tried to. I tried to have a cool title and then I fucked it up. So it was
and
something
with that. Not even 2 minutes into it, and they're off the tracks.
So. Yeah, absolutely. yeah, we're just going to be talking basically about innovations, inventions, great stuff that's going on in the world of technology and so forth, and just really cool stuff. I got this idea from, I watched a documentary not too long ago that's on Netflix called Print the Legend. Have you heard of this?
No.
No.
So, this documentary that's on Netflix called Print the Legend, and it's basically about the race for the 3D printer.
Oh, yeah. Those things are fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, which company and which group of guys can make the best, the best 3D printer first, basically, to hold all the patents and all that jazz. And it was really interesting, and it made me think of a lot of different things that I saw that, you know, you see randomly, you see headlines for on like Facebook or whatever, people put shit like, oh my God, look at this new thing, or, you know, the big,
I fucking love science. That one.
Yes. I fucking love science is a great website. They put out some really cool stuff all the time.
That was on Isaac Newton's tombstone.
Nice. Art gets the bonus points for the first good joke of the season.
Yeah. Wow, I lost that in the pool.
So did everybody else.
Oh, shit.
That's like having 0-0 at March Madness pool.
Double zeros on the roulette wheel.
Lindsay Lohan. Hey,
speaking of documentaries, Jim has a cool project I think that we need to talk about.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Plug your movie, man.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I forgot that was out there. I'll tell you why I forgot later. But I made a documentary about the stand-up comedy scene in Cleveland, and it's called Make Fun. And you can go to makefunmovie.com, and you can buy it there for $5.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you're into documentaries or stand-up comedy or, like, promising stories out of steel towns, then it's the movie for you.
If you're into laughing in rivers that can catch on fire. You can use that on the poster if you ever.
Oh, I will. Thank you. That was going to be my next question.
So it's all just all about the comedy scene in Cleveland?
Yeah, and it's kind of like a half comedy special, half documentary, you know?
Okay, cool.
Like, I kind of do, it centers around the show that we taped,
yeah,
you know, in a venue that has been doing, like, these independent comedy shows for a little while. And we kind of follow, do, like, a day in the life and a little bit of interviewing to get people's stories on how they started doing comedy in Cleveland and why the comedy scene in Cleveland is what it is now.
Huh. What made you pick Cleveland?
Well, I used to live there. That's where I started doing stand-up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started doing stand-up there. And, you know, it was fun. There was clubs. And then some stuff started to change. And I started doing stuff at this coffee shop that a friend had started a show at. I took it over. Mm. And then people kept coming to it. And it built up and built up. And then, you know, before you know it, there was other coffee shop shows and other bar shows and other places to go, and a lot of young people doing comedy there and having a good time with it. And it was just like the community just got real strong over the few years that I was there.
Yeah.
And then I left. I was like, this is great. I'm out of here.
I'm going to go start up a comedy scene in a new town called New York.
Yeah. Wait till they get a load of what I got.
Oop.
And then I'm literally one of 700 guys who look and sound like me here. So it's kind of nice.
And you were on the last season of Last Comic Standing too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did that. That was fun. I was on Last Comic Standing. Got one joke on the air, but that was good enough for me.
Credits.
I got the credit. I didn't have to endure judgment from Russell Peters or Roseanne any further.
Nice.
Although Roseanne liked me, they didn't show what everybody said about me. Keenan Ivory Wayans said that I looked like a cross between Woody Allen and Tim Allen. And it got a really big laugh, obviously. And they didn't air it. And I was like, what? That was, you know, like, at least do something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
Roseanne liked me. Russell Peters said I was sad. But, I, you know, I'm sorry.
Performance or sad in your demeanor?
Oh, he said I was bumming everybody out because I had a joke about my parents being divorced.
Okay.
But well, he does a lot of...
took it to a new level right there, man. Yeah. It never happens.
Yeah. He does bad impressions of other races, so yeah. I don't sure. know.
I'm sure he worried about it as he laid his head on his giant bed of rupees.
Right. Rupees. yeah, he probably Louis drove too, off, right? Drove off in three cars and then, yeah.
Yeah. You're on Louis too, right? An episode of Louis?
Yeah, that all aired in the same month. The Louis thing I shot, like, you know, months prior to that. But yeah, that all happened pretty quick. It all aired pretty quick.
Nice, man.
A lot of Jim 2s all at once. Well, I shouldn't say a lot. It was probably a collective 45 seconds. But.
Hey, it's more than we have. Although I was in the Cosby Show for 3 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just see me drinking a drink from Bill Cosby, then it goes to black. No, I was.
Everything, it was just, from your perspective, it went to black.
Yes, yeah.
And from Bill's perspective, the room lit up.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's disco lights went on.
It's working now.
Right on, man. So jimtews.com, JIMTEWS.com. And what's Twitter handle? At jimtews?
At Jim Twos.
Yeah, man. So everybody follow Jim. Very funny. There's a lot of good clips and stuff on YouTube as well.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming gigs, upcoming events?
Well, if you got listeners in the New York area, every Thursday I do a show at UCB East.
UCB East, nice.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Yeah, UCB East, every Thursday, 9 p.m. It's called Fresh Out.
Sweet. Awesome. What is it? Just a stand-up or a sketch or improv?
Just a stand-up show. Stand-up show. I host it with a friend of mine, Ashley Brooke Roberts.
Nice.
And you know, we get a really solid lineup. John Mulaney was just there. Gaffigan's done it.
Wow.
Yeah. Kyle Kinane was there not too long ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fucking
we get a lot of funny people coming through.
Kyle Kinane's last special on Comedy Central, if you haven't seen it, is fucking amazing.
Which one?
Oh, I have to check it out.
It's called I Liked His Old Stuff Better.
Oh, Kinane? I haven't seen it yet. We're going to get him on this season. I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, do that, because his last special was phenomenal. I was holding my daughter and scared her to death because I laughed so hard at one of his big ramp-up jokes towards the end. Fucking great, dude. It was really good. Definitely watch it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, my buddy JT is pretty tight with him, so we'll get him on this season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Would love to. All right, so... Do you kind of understand what I'm talking about now? So, as I said, like, the 3D printer is kind of a cool innovation that's kind of new. And
yeah, have you guys used one of those at all?
I never have. I've never even actually seen one up close. Have you guys?
Pretty cool. Yeah,
you have
the 3D printer. I was at this Toyota car pavilion or whatever, and they were actually making little Matchbox cars out of them.
Wow.
And it was pretty darn cool, like, just to see, like, it's from start to finish. And because, like, the window was right there, we could obviously see from start to finish. And it something's printing, and then all of a sudden it's 3D, and then they throw it right into your hand. You're like, what?
Yeah. And my biggest question about those things is, what is that material that they make everything out of?
It's like plastic.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, it's made up of babies. Mostly.
It's actually adamantium.
Yeah. No, it's like a weird like plastic thing. You put in, I mean, there's different ones. We had one at the place I used to work. And then, much like Jim, I left shortly after they got one. But you put in like, it looks like a spool of like, just like plastic, like a plastic spool. You just like pop it in there, and then it just literally like prints it from, it's layer by layer. So whatever it is, it's like prints out. If you just took it, laid it on its side, sliced it into like a million super thin slices.
Yeah.
That's how it does it. It does it literally layer by layer and just builds it. Wow. It's pretty nice.
There's
Yeah.
Print the Legend's Twitter handle. It's at Print the Film. And you're just like scrolling through things like people have printed and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them's like, yep, printing firearms again. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. The one guy in that documentary who's like the villain of the documentary, which is interesting. The documentary is really good. He's like hell bent on printing out firearms because he thinks it's the natural progression of how that shit's going to go. And he printed out a fully working pistol that he shot and like made like, you know, 3 million YouTube hits in an hour or whatever the fuck. Pretty crazy.
And like, in the documentary, did they talk about printing 3D printed food?
No, I didn't see food. That's a thing.
And like there's the organs 3D. Too now. They're like printing like, you're like, oh, you need a new liver? Come on over here. Come on down to MakerBot, whatever.
MakerBot. Yeah, that's the name.
So they make guns and livers. It's like it's such a weird spread of things that, you know, like, the gun thing, like, we're all fucked, right?
Yeah.
But then you're like, but we could also make you a liver, so.
Yeah,
guns and livers. It's a new, terrible BAM.
Scratch-offs. Can they 3D print those?
Yeah.
We'll be good to go. And cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty damn cool invention, definitely. But I don't know. It seems like it also could be kind of dangerous if you're falling into the wrong hands. It's like a super villain weapon.
Yeah, meanwhile,
the problem is like if you wanted to print like a bazooka out, you would need one like the size of a car, and it would take like a month to print that out. And it's also insanely cost prohibitive as well. They have one at the UPS store near where I work now. And I went in, I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, how much is that? And they're like, oh, it's like $500 to print out like an action figure. I was like, Jesus Christ.
What?
Ugh.
It's like, I just go buy one and then just paint his face a different color.
No, you don't want to bring any
you imagine?
Small action figures in your room, Jay.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Jim?
I was saying, could you imagine trying to print a gun at the UPS Store like little piece by little piece, and then pretend like you weren't doing anything weird. Like, that looks like a trigger guard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
This is not a stock. I don't know what you're referring to.
So like I always wanted to go into Walmart and buy a gun and like a thing of just rope and like some kid toys and see if anybody says anything, and like a 12 pack of beer. Just bring all that, or just like a hacksaw and some garbage bags, like plastic.
Some Vaseline. Sheeting.
Yeah, that too. And like an 80s workout VHS tape.
I almost got stopped one time in a Home Depot because I bought drop cloths, duct tape, Glad bags, and a box cutter. Nice. And that's it. That's all I fucking bought. And somebody almost stopped me in the door. They're like, "Excuse me, sir. Could you stand here? Could you just hold up there for a second?"
Like, is that for your Halloween costume?
It was. Oh yeah, I was making a Dexter kill room for Jay's party, cousin Jay's party.
And you're giving them guff. They were exactly right.
Oh yeah, they were absolutely right.
Nice.
So yeah. Does anybody have anything on their lists? Like, what do you got? Art, you got something? You got something cool?
Well, I think Mr. Iron Man himself, Robert Downey Jr., made the bionic arm for that kid.
Oh yeah, that's a 3D printed thing. Yeah, that's like the new thing now that they're like doing like limbs and, but they're doing it in the mold of like superhero arms and stuff, right?
Yeah, for like kids and me.
You know, for kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think those things, and like there was a documentary, I think it was like science fiction. They were like, is Star Wars that is now become a reality or something along those lines? And yeah. They were talking the same thing like with Darth Vader, like with the different limbs and the hands, how it can, you know, move on itself, or it can kind of be start to tap into the nervous system. So anything like with those bionic arms, legs or whatever, I thought was pretty interesting that it was science fiction, but now it's possibly going to be a reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stuff where they can now like tap into your body and make like, you know, like put an artificial limb on and wire it into you, so where you can actually like use it, like
yeah.
use the hand, or like where they're doing the thing now with like the eyes, like to make you see.
Yeah,
like, and they wire it into your fucking brain. That is crazy.
That's wild.
That is yeah. fucking nuts.
How or even the weird cochlear stuff. Implants that have gotten really good, like you know, letting deaf people hear and
yeah.
It.
And like, guns. We can make guns.
Fuck hearing. You make plastic guns on our computer. It's like a redneck weird science.
You forgot to hook up the AK.
Yeah, that's what the rednecks are going to get real good at science.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
Yeah. They just start building their own terrible things.
I want a 3D. I'm going to 3D print some moonshine. Rednecks drinking molten plastic.
I got one on my list here. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's this new thing now that they're really trying to get mass produced. It's solar powered glass.
Yeah, what? No, I saw you mention that. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, wow.
It's basically just a piece of glass that is a solar panel, but it's fully transparent. And it basically could make every window in your house a power source. So it's pulling in sun's rays through just regular windows.
Okay, but that's not... I don't think solar-powered glass is the definition of that.
Solar cell.
Semantic Steve.
How about that, Semantic Steve? Jesus like, fucking Christ.
You're like, you see this? This isn't glass, but when the sun hits it, it turns into glass. But at night, it doesn't
glass that you get
glass.
Solar power from, okay? I flipped right. it around. Does that work better? Jesus.
I hate it when you guys fight.
Tell me about it, Jim.
In a similar vein to that, they always have it like the bad guy in movies always has one of these on that like that one house they always use that's like on stilts in the Hollywood Hills. It's like gets blown up all the time, like Lethal Weapon movies.
Right.
But he'll have like the big huge windows that like you push a button and it turns into like it tints itself.
Tints,
you ever see
yes.
that one?
Yes.
That's fucking.
So they can do Tai Chi.
Yeah, yes. totally. Like that.
So they can do weird
sweet.
Rich guy shit in the privacy yeah. of their own super expensive home.
Yeah. A lot of cocaine, a lot of billiards. I would imagine. No, not. What's the one with no pockets? Is that snooker?
Snooker. Snooker. Yeah.
Snooky.
I think so.
that would go on for sure behind some automatically tinting glass. That's pretty sweet, I think.
But think about, like, you know, these giant buildings that have nothing but glass windows that can just absorb sunlight and power itself. That's just fucking wild.
Oh, yeah. Is that what one of those new city skyscraper apartments has, I think?
Oh, one of those, you know, like towers uptown?
Yeah, they're like just building all these like apartment buildings that are just taller than like the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, fuck you. This is for rich people now. Fuck you, history. Like, yeah, yeah, see that skyscraper? Yeah, that's my penthouse up there. Yeah, I could piss on the top of the Empire State Building out my balcony. It's so disrespectful. Yeah, fuck you, Freedom Tower. This is the Freedom Penthouse right here, motherfucker.
Yeah, those things are, and they're really thin. They look like they're going to blow over.
I know. They must sway like crazy. Probably. Up at the top. That would freak me out.
Probably.
It's the Harlem Shake.
But yeah, one of those I was just reading actually like twists so it can absorb more sun on like the one side of it that's all has those solar powered whatevers.
What?
Yeah, I read Wired Magazine, guys. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Name drop right there.
It's the only source of any sort of information that I actually get in my life.
Yeah, but the I don't know. Is one of those buildings that it has that glass on it?
Yes, it does.
That's cool. Sure. I think that's just the coolest thing because a lot of things that I get a kick out of are like these energy conserving things that they just harness fucking solar power or wind power or something. And I love that kind of shit. And I think that's could be a huge. My next one is kind of like that too. But what else do you guys have?
Oh, real quick before, here's the rub on the solar-powered skyscraper. The other side of it is a huge LCD advertising display, and it's just, you sucks the power from the other side just to use the advertising.
Oh, what a bunch of fucking assholes.
No, I'm kidding. I would be surprised, though.
Yeah, that would not shock me at all. I work in Times Square, and they just put the biggest digital billboard up not too long ago that trumped any of the ones that are in Times Square, and it's literally the two sides of one of the buildings on like 45th or 6th.
What?
45th. Wow. And it's gorgeous. Like, it's like seamless. It looks like you're looking at like a retina screen on an iPad or something. Wow. But it's, you know, probably 5-6 stories. It's huge. It's gigantic. I mean, you have to look it up. But I can only imagine the power it's sucking from everything around it.
In 740 years, that sucker's going to pay for itself, all right?
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah, with all that solar-powered glass, solar-absorbing glass.
But without
solar cell glass.
Without it, how would I know what Coca-Cola is?
Exactly.
Right. How am I going to know about the new Samsung cell phone if I don't see that billboard, or the one behind it, or the one next to it?
You know what I saw coming back from the city tonight, actually, was a bus.
Prostitute by the Lincoln Tunnel. That,
a bus with the side of it completely an LCD screen.
Whoa.
Like the whole thing.
Is it an MTA bus?
No, it was like a kind of like a double-decker bus.
Oh, wow.
The whole side, even the windows, was an LCD?
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
I'm looking at it going, is this legal?
Right. I'm sure not a lot of accidents have happened from that.
And it was so fucking bright.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't like the future, I've decided.
Well, you got to think about the future.
But hey, what's great is you're going to be able to live to 300 so you could see all this delicious advertising.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
We're going to be 300 and I'll have like four eyes just to suck in all the products, the product placement.
No food to eat.
That's evolution right there.
There'll be zero crops left on this planet, but there'll be 300-year-olds.
I was reading about one too. With this new, I think who's the Tesla guy? The crazy rich Asian dude who's like...
Elon Musk?
Yes. Isn't he putting together like some sort of like personal like water slide transportation system or something like that that's going on.
What? Oh, yeah. I saw like a tube with like people sitting in it.
Yeah, it's like those mail tubes they have in the 80s movies, like in an office, except it's for people.
You know what? I wish Elon Musk would just like make my Wi-Fi work in another room of my apartment.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm glad he's sending electric cars to the moon or whatever, but right now, if I walk 10 feet away from my router, I lose 80% of my signal. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that. And I'm just, you know.
The catch with his invention.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad everything works for you, Elon. I'm glad you get signal everywhere.
Yeah. The main problem is you get in the tube and you're trying to go to work, but like you'll just end up in the mail room of some defunct record label.
Yeah, he just shot you to the wrong place.
Yeah, you're like, oh, god damn it, I'm gonna be late for work now.
I'm gonna work here now.
It's gonna be like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like Elon Musk is gonna be that guy.
You're referencing the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Oh, well, I think of the old one, but
faux pas. You must be young.
No, I think of the old one.
Was there a mailroom in that one?
Gene Wilder. I don't remember any mailroom thing.
Oh,
I never saw the new one.
You're talking about when the fat kid goes up in the tube. Is it the new one, I think, where there's some sort of decrepit, horrible mailroom that somebody gets sent to, but at the end they're all singing like the fun song at the end. Maybe it's not that.
Ugh.
I don't know. I gotta look it up. I'm gonna look it up, guys.
All right.
Oh, maybe it's, you know what it is? I'm thinking of the Hudsucker proxy.
That is two Hudsucker proxy references in one fucking show. How is that possible?
Well, that's it for season 14, everybody.
Yep. See you later. I don't think Hudsucker proxy mentioned Hudsucker proxy that many times.
Jesus. Yeah, the Coen brothers haven't mentioned Hudsucker proxy as much as we have in this last 15 minutes. Since they've made the movie.
Oh boy,
I got a future related.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay.
So the self-driving car thing.
Yes, that was on my list too. Definitely.
Yep.
I do a bit about this, so I'm trying to run stuff by you guys here. But
hey, Jim, what do you think about those self-driving cars?
Yeah. It's not like that, but it's. I forget where we were driving. My girlfriend and I were driving somewhere talking about the self-driving car thing. And I'm just like, imagine you're driving the self-driving car, or you're driving a regular car. You look at the car next to you, it's a self-driving car, but like the guy's dead in it. And, and then I thought, like, is there anything in place in the car to let anybody or anything know that it's what it's transporting no longer has a heartbeat? You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. If you were an old man, you got in your self-driving car and you programmed it to drive 4 hours west and you died 2 hours into that trip, what happens? Do you just get to your destination dead and then become somebody else's problem?
Yeah, that's called the Aunt Edna function. There's a button. Yeah. You have to yell, Clark,
you're driving me to Phoenix!
Either that or Spotify.
Yeah.
That you have to, like, are you still listening? Like, push play.
That's right.
Yeah, or Netflix too.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn it, Netflix.
Are you still driving to Detroit?
Yeah. It's like, Netflix, don't stop the fucking fifth episode in a row that I've been watching. I'm here. I'm just lazy. Don't make me get up and push play.
Clearly, I'm still watching The Wonder Years.
Right.
Why would I not be watching The Wonder Years? It's not done.
If it doesn't detect like a heartbeat, you don't respond, it takes you right to like the nearest funeral home.
There you go. That could be pretty sweet.
It just drives off a cliff.
It just ejects you into the sea.
Rerouting.
You have reached your final destination.
Nice.
Seeing that, imagine looking over and just see somebody slumped like up against the driver's side window.
Well,
I would take a nap for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But well, that's what I would, if I saw it, that's what I would just assume they were sleeping.
But if you think about it too, I think you hit the nail right on the head as far as who would be using these a lot would be older people, senior citizens, because if they can't drive anymore, they jump in a, you know, they jump in a self-driving car and head to their kid's house for Thanksgiving or whatever the fuck.
Right. Right.
I can't wait till that happens.
4 p.m. steak menu at the Sizzler.
Yeah, Golden Corral. Golden Corral's got nothing but self-driving cars in the parking lot.
At least they'd be parked straight. Other turn signals would still stay on.
Yeah. Just to keep it real.
Yeah.
Right, that's how you know it was an old person in the car.
It'd be great if old people just had turn signals on their body that just stayed on. good stuff. You can see that bit in Jim's next special.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for the
no problem.
Thanks for all those tags.
You good sesh.
Hash that one out.
I owe you guys a few drink tickets.
Yeah.
Nice. There we go.
That's what I get paid in.
Nice. But we have to bring two friends.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Who's got another one?
For me, you see it now, like retinal scan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where like they're like phones or different places to get into security. They're looking to go for the eye scan. And that's just waiting for someone to be like going all like, hey, I want to Wesley snipe someone like Demolition Man and just take out their eye.
That's kind of creepy. Retinal scan is kind of creepy.
Now, there's some stuff products now that have, right? Aren't there iPads or iPhones that have it? Or
yep. Yeah. Yep.
And you just hold it up to your eye. That's how you unlock the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. I don't want like a laser shooting my eye every time I need to fucking send a dick pic. Really? That seems dangerous.
So that has been you.
That's, I don't know. That's too creepy to me. I get the fingerprint one. That's pretty cool. But like eye scan? I don't know.
That's just waiting for someone to poke out your eye.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Just smash your face into your own iPhone so they can then steal it.
Yeah, right.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that
I'm looking forward to the Apple Watches coming out in New York just to see how the muggers handle it.
Yeah,
because they can't just grab something out of your hand now.
Yeah,
you can't just snag your phone.
I don't even understand the Apple Watch. What is it? What does it do? It's anyone?
I don't know either. I know it like notifies you of the things that are happening on your phone, but it's like that's what the phone's for.
Yeah. How lazy are you?
Yeah.
I'm getting a call. I don't really want to reach in my pocket. All right, I'll lift up my arms ever so slightly. Mm. It's Jim. He probably wants me to go to a show.
All you're doing is just lifting your arm slightly less.
Right.
Am I right?
Am I right, guys?
I don't know. And isn't it like ridiculously expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're like much like anything else Apple puts out for the first couple of years, it's going to be $800. And then eventually in 3 years, it'll be $400, you know?
Ugh. Why?
Wasn't like the gold one like $10,000 or something?
Who cares? Fucking gold. Who's buying that? Arabs?
I don't think I'll ever know anybody who owns that gold Apple Watch. I don't.
Because you don't work in a Greek diner.
A Greek diner.
Yeah, the owner at the register.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah. He was waiting to buy the Apple Watch until it came out in gold. Those guys would not mess with anything matte.
Big
with thick, a matte finish.
Thick knuckles. Fucking trying to push these little buttons with these thick Greek fingers.
Google Glass, that's over, right? As they announced that they're done developing that?
Yeah, that took a shit.
Good. Finally something fails.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Little chink in the armor there, Google.
That's kind of racist, Mike.
Oh, sorry. they totally shut down production on those because it was getting a lot of heat, a lot of bad heat. I don't know if you saw, like, there was a couple of big things with like some guy walked into a bar and completely got accosted, just completely yelled at, and
Oh yeah,
and hit that was like in, a thing in San Francisco. Yeah.
Nice.
The complete opposite place you'd think it would happen.
Just when
I mean, everybody there is just so mad because all those tech people are like just, you know, encroaching upon any livable space.
Right.
And they're making ungodly amounts of money as compared to everybody else who lives there, who's working at, you know, some coffee shop or trying to be bohemian about it. And then you're in some cool dive bar where, you know, where all your poor friends hang out. And then somebody walks in with, you know, basically the image of the thing that's ruining the place you live in your mind.
Right.
So you punch them in the face, I guess. Not what I would have done, but
it's cool that we're getting back to bullies smashing nerds' glasses. It's retro.
Came full
retro
circle.
Cool.
Yeah.
Everything comes all back around again. You know, one thing I saw, or I've heard of at least, I haven't seen any of it, but is these like disappearance like cloaks. You heard about these?
Yes.
Like the invisible jacket or whatever it is. Like, so it's got like tiny, I guess, screen all around it, and I guess I don't even know how the hell it works. I guess there's like cameras on the front or whatever, so like if someone's looking at you from behind, you appear invisible, like with the
it bends the light that's around it to kind of give it like a camouflage.
It's the Hermione jacket, right?
Yeah, the Harry Potter thing.
See, I would go Predator, but that's just me. That sounds a little cooler. Arts Predator impression.
Yeah,
thank you.
But yeah, it's neat.
Speaking of Predator, do you know he's gonna be in Mortal Kombat X coming up in April? I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
Freddy Krueger.
No,
Predator,
and then Jason Voorhees is in it too.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Just to let you all know, I pre-ordered so I can play as Goro.
All right, cool.
Excited.
Dude. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
This has been Video Game Corner with Art Eddie.
Ba-da-bam.
It's a segment as short as Jim's appearances on television.
Keenan likes Mortal Kombat X.
Who did?
Keenan.
Oh, he does.
He's a big fan.
I have, like I said before, that I have, you know, I like things that kind of create energy, and this is another one. Electricity creating fabric.
Say what now?
Yeah, it's a piece of fabric that you wear, like a jacket or something, and it makes electricity off of like your body heat, and basically can like charge your cell phone without you having to put it on a charger. You just put your phone in your pocket and it charges.
The Russians made this, right?
It's called Power Felt.
Power Felt?
Power Felt, yes.
Sweet.
And is this some sort of ploy to get Putin to put a shirt on? No, it's how you charge your phone now. All right.
It says it's comprised of tiny carbon nanotubes that lock up into flexible plastic fibers and made to feel like fabric. It uses temperature differences, room temperature versus body temperature, to create a charge.
Move over, cotton.
This ain't your daddy's parka.
I feel like the official coolest prefix of all time is nano.
Yeah.
So you put nano in front of any word and it just sounds fucking really cool.
Sounds like
nano banana.
You gotta get into.
Well, yeah, nano banana. I'd eat like 12 of those. One bite. What else could you put nano in front of?
Nano?
My TV appearances.
There you go. Not getting any better than that. Done. All right, you guys got something else? I'm not moving on from that. That's perfect.
What else? You got another one, Jim?
No, man. The self-driving car was my definitely the thing that I kind of like think about the most.
I can't fucking wait for that because my hour commute each way to work is going to be so great. I could actually catch up on some Wired magazine back issues that we got stacked up.
Not to mention your hour, you know, if self-driving cars become mainstream, you know, they they take care of the little imperfections that we have as human drivers, and the traffic will be less because they'll actually know how to fucking like merge, you know.
That, and you wouldn't need insurance anymore.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Or you just need insurance.
Would it go down or up?
I don't know.
What would happen to flow? Come on, man.
They'd find a way to make it go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably would need software insurance.
Yeah, well, that, and because the cars are going to be so expensive,
yeah,
the insurance will go up. Like, but no, this car can't crash. Yeah, but the car costs $200,000.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to jack up your insurance times five.
Instead of fucking meter maids, it's just Geek Squad. <It's>
yeah.
Terrible.
I really look forward to that, though. I cannot wait. And I think they're out there. They are $200,000.
Yeah.
And obviously Google has them, mm-hmm, naturally. But once, oh, can't wait for that. I mean, what'll come first? Everybody have a self-driving car, or there'll be cars that you could just push a button and hear a podcast in? which one will come first?
I'm gonna
don't drive either of those cars to San Francisco. Yeah. You can jack.
I'm gonna say the fucking self-driving cars.
Definitely.
Speaking of nanotechnology in general, something that I wrote down because there's a lot of cool shit that is coming out. Like, if you ever really want to get into the idea of nanotechnology, another documentary called Transcendent Man. It's about Ray Kurzweil, and he talks a lot about nanotechnology as a really big innovation for the future. One of the things that's out already is nano drones. There's like these fucking drones the size of insects.
Oh yeah, I've seen these
that just fly around, and they're using them for you know, search and rescue things, missions, I guess. You know, if it comes, the big thing with any of these stuff is if the military can use it, it's gonna then eventually get mass produced.
Right.
So like these drones are like a big thing, but another thing that I think is really cool with nanotechnology is these nano computers that are the size of like blood cells, and you actually can, the thought is you're eventually going to inject yourself with these nano computers, and through your bloodstream is going to be these little nano computers that at any given moment you can take your phone out and do like a self-diagnosis on yourself, just like run like a diagnostic test almost like with your car.
You can be like Bones.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's almost, yeah, it is. It's like a tricorder coder almost, where you just, you can like, you know, talk about early detection for shit. You can just fucking hit an app and see, oh, yeah, my blood sugar's a little high, I gotta do this or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's fucking nuts.
Fucking crazy, dude. And this is also why, you know, life expectancy is expected to jump crazy high soon with stuff like this.
I wish they'd hurry up so I could drink more. Speaking of which, I'm drinking a Blue Point White IPA, 16-ounce can.
Ooh, I saw the spring flings in the stores.
Yep, yep.
Which is great.
Yeah, we should let everyone know too. We will not be at Cask Fest this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, can't do it.
Unfortunately, yeah. Bummer.
That's all right.
I'll go.
All right, good.
Jim can go in our place.
But that is April 11th. That is April 11th for nice people that do want to go. Blue Point Cask Ale Fest, April 11th.
It's sold out already.
It is? Okay, good. Don't go then.
It's sold out in like 2 hours or something crazy.
Beautiful.
You're a beer drinker, Jim?
I am.
All right. Three cheers for another comic who still drinks.
Yeah, awesome. Seriously. What the hell is up with that? Is this a new trend?
Oh yeah. It kind of is weird, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that just don't do it now. I mean, I'm fortunate. I've just never, I can have like one and not decide then that I need seven.
Right.
That's always my decision.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that have bailed.
Wow. That's crazy. It does seem like a lot.
What do you like to drink?
I like IPAs a lot. Also like a good, like, good Pilsner.
Nice.
I was in Germany in May with my family, and we were just drinking so much, like whatever, like the, you know, like the Hofbrauhaus was serving,
yep, right,
kind of stuff. That's a Pilsner, right?
Yeah.
For the most part,
Hofbrauhaus is a lager. I don't know if it's a Pilsner.
Lager.
I mean, there's not much difference. It's generally a little bit of hop, but that's about it. But yeah, I mean, Pilsner, Germany stole it right from the Czechs and did it better, some say.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the route I go. IPAs, not super hoppy. I also don't. I don't keep very good track of what I'm drinking. I'll just go like, oh yeah, I think I've had that before. Or
nice.
That looks pretty cool.
You got some good breweries there in Queens where you're at. You've been to like Single Cut.
No.
All those guys.
I'm drinking something from Six Point right now.
Yeah.
It's called Abigail.
What is that one? I don't know that one.
Abby.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the new one. How is it? Good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it hasn't made its way up our way yet.
Do you guys want to use a teleporter so you can go through Skype and have them test it out?
I would like to. Get is that a new technology?
Yeah. Where's that technology at?
Get on that water slide.
Here, taste God my damn. Beer. Oh, my internet's spotty right now. I can't get it to you.
Thanks a lot, Elon Musk. He's going to be the next. Guy. Yeah, he's going to be the next. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Elon.
Thanks, Elon.
There's 5,000 people in a single mailroom just trying to get to work.
That's what, he's just sending poor people to a place that we don't have to do anything with them. Just in the poor people and old people.
Yeah, there you go. Lots of blinkers on.
All right, I went. You guys got another one?
I think I'm about fresh out.
Okay. All right, you got one? I got two more.
Go ahead.
Go grab another copy of Wired real quick.
Yeah, nice. All right, you do have one? You have one more?
Go ahead.
Okay. You kind of mentioned it before in jest, but they are making, they are making, it's not called adamantium, but it's a indestructible metal that's actually lighter than steel, and they're boasting that eventually it'll be replacing, like, a lot for infrastructure, for bridges and roads and things like that.
And claws.
Yes, and Wolverine claws. It's called modu metal, modumetal. And it's a, here's another nano. It's a revolutionary nano laminated alloy that is stronger and lighter than steel and will replace conventional metals and composites in many applications, starting with military armor, of course, and eventually in cars, planes, buildings, and other transportation and construction sectors.
Cool. What the hell is it made
out of? I was so waiting on this. Nice.
What'd you say, Jay?
So what is it made out of?
It's made out of, let's see.
Hamburger.
Nano burger.
Looking to lose weight? Have a nano burger.
There you go.
It says it's a nano laminated alloy.
Mm.
So
it's a good band name.
That means nothing to me.
Yeah. It sounds like something your dentist would tell you.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get some nano laminates on that alloy right there.
Jesus, how much is that going to cost?
I don't know, but come in next week. See Judy on your way out.
We'll give you a free toothbrush when you leave.
Yeah. And that giant thing of ACT. You ever get one of those? The big ACT.
Oh, I love ACT, man. Yeah, I use Listerine in the morning time and then ACT at night. Great combination right there.
What is it? Like a fluoride mouthwash or something? Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Art's very excited about this.
Oh, totally.
I love tooth care right now, man. After having an abscess and a root canal back in the day.
Oh.
Don't mess around with your teeth, man. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and floss.
You got it, Hulkster.
Brother. Bicuspids, brother.
I hate flossing so much. I can't even begin to describe. Can we get an auto flosser? Friends. Is anybody working on that?
What about a water pick?
I tried one and I used it for like a month and I was like, yeah, this is too much, too messy. It just shoots water all over the place.
Did you sell the most computers or
something? Huh?
Did you sell the most computers? So that's how you got it?
Yeah, that was my my gold watch.
Nice.
I retired.
Third place, you're fired.
Yeah, it's such a mess, man. Like it feels good and stuff, but then like you forget that all the water that goes in your mouth, which is a lot, has to come out. And then you're just like trying to control your drooling, and it's like you just move in the wrong way. It's shooting off your teeth all over the mirror and everything.
Shooting off your teat.
Like you need like a class to like learn how to do that.
class.
Yeah.
I'm taking water pick classes down at the community college.
So gen ed.
I'm auditing them.
I have to go to a learning annex to use, learn how to use it. Yeah, it's rough.
I floss in the car.
You know what? Some guy came into the store and was like using one of those little pick plastic slash pick? Yeah, like with the little, you know, looks like a tiny, like a nano guitar.
Yes, yes. Nice.
Yeah, dude was doing that in the store, like by the growler station, like waiting to get his beer filled.
Ew.
I was like, you fucking serious? You're flossing in my store?
That's what I use, but in the car, please.
That's almost as gross. This guy probably was like having such a good time in his car. He's like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just bring it into the store. Going to break some new ground.
Having such a good time. I love that.
It does feel good sometimes when you got a lot of shit stuck in there.
Especially after a steak dinner.
Makes me feel alive.
It does. Well, it adds like 3 years to your life, they say, right?
Flossing. Six.
Six.
Yeah.
But what if you live to be really old? Those last 6 years are going to be hell.
That's the ones that you don't want. So
I fuck. Know. You're going to be like, why did I floss? While you're shitting yourself in a home somewhere.
in your Google car.
Yeah.
You're
dead. You're about to die in your self-driving Google car.
You're 300.
Why did I floss? That's no way to live.
All right. You got one? Because I got one more.
Yeah, my last one is going to be hitting close home to you, Mike. Self-tying laces.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So this is actually real, right?
Yep. It's coming out this year.
They're making
right?
the Nike. Yeah, 2015 Nike Mag is like the ones that you saw in Back to the Future too.
Yeah. So have you seen them work? Have you seen them like actually?
Art has three pairs already.
Yes. Yeah,
you shitting
say,
me? They've mailed them to him. Michael Jordan drove a limo to his house to deliver them.
He didn't drive. He used a Google car.
Yeah, that's true.
Michael J. Fox gave him Parkinson's and then these shoes.
It was a Google DeLorean.
It was great.
Self-drove the sneakers right directly to Art's house. Art gets free sneakers from the internet. Jim, just to fill you in.
How do you do that?
It's magic.
Yeah. I use nano magic.
I know how he fucking does it.
This fucker works the internet like nobody's business.
Yeah. He's a fucking shyster. Don't talk to him.
Super Bowl, free trips to the Indy 500, free sneakers.
You what just else? Walk past the three card Monty of the fucking internet.
Yeah.
You're talking to him right now.
Private tours of Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You thought you were famous.
I don't get shit for free anywhere.
I'm internet rich.
Oh, did you just make that up? Because that's amazing if
yes,
you did.
Yes, I did.
Internet rich. It means you just get tons of free stuff and no money.
That's it. It's internet rich.
Yes, bachelor guy.
Yeah,
fucking
that
fucking oxen.
That fucking, how the fuck does that? I don't know how people will have houses.
Internet rich. That might catch on, dude. If nobody's said that before.
Patent pending.
I think you've got a thing there.
Patent pending.
The next humble brag.
Patent pending.
Hashtag internet rich.
Yep.
Art, you best tag that when you're on your next jaunt.
Yes, dude. Anything next that you get for free, internet rich. Throw it
all
in
right,
there.
Cool. Hashtag internet rich.
Please.
That's awesome.
Make it happen. Love it.
I told you this would be worth it for you, Mike.
Yeah.
This podcast.
Thanks. All right, I got one more, and that is force fields.
What?
Force fields, dude. Again, starting off with the military. They are Boeing, you know, the airplane maker or whatever. Latest patent takes a turn towards the science fictional with a design for a force field system that could protect vehicles from nearby explosions. Rather than deflecting projectiles aimed directly at the vehicle, the system would muffle the shock wave resulting from an explosion, which is often the most damaging aspect.
How on earth does that work?
It starts with the explosion. It says, so how does the system work? It starts with the explosion, which is detected by one or more sensors that can identify the electromagnetic signature of the explosive device. The light from this explosion will reach the vehicle long before the shockwave does.
long before.
Although, in parentheses, although long is relatively term here. Relative
That's
term
what
here.
She said.
Nanolong.
Nanolong. Which means that the system has time to set up a defense. An arc generator will use high-intensity laser pulses to excite and heat air molecules in the spaces between the vehicle and the blast site. It then introduces an electric arc that travels along the electrically conductive path produced by the laser.
Fucking hell.
With all that, you're dead still anyways.
But yeah. it absorbs the shock, but you get cancer immediately.
That sounds great.
As long as you floss, you're okay.
Yeah. So again, it's still just a patent, and it's no way actually out there. But this is the plan. This is the plan to throw that out there. And again, with it being Boeing and with it being used for military primarily first, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Actually, to kind of tag on top of that, did you ever see something that the military is like testing and trying to use very, very soon? You know, these are Iron Man suits, like exoskeleton suits. Have you almost more like? Do you ever see that movie, that new movie, Edge of Tomorrow, with Tom Cruise? Kind of like that.
Yeah, they're awesome. Have you tried them out yet?
No. Internet rage.
Or any movie by the District 9 guy.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Chappie.
So. Those things, those exoskeletons, that's like a real thing where you jump, jump like a story. You can it like heals you. It actually, the one thing I read was
they said jump to a story, like choose your own adventure.
It heals you. Like if you're wounded, it releases some kind of foam or something that stops blood from, that makes blood clot a little bit easier and stuff. Like crazy shit, man. Crazy shit that they're using already.
That's definite supervillain type shit right there.
Totally.
What if this got into the hands of the wrong people?
It already that has. Line now.
Yeah. Well, too late.
As long as it's in the hand of Americans first, nobody gives a fuck. They're just gonna fucking do it.
Totally.
So what, out of all the things we talked about, what's the one, I mean, you guys kind of talked about the car, self-driving car a little bit, but there's another thing that maybe you heard of tonight. You're like, oh shit, I want to fucking get me one of those.
Laces.
Self-dying laces.
You're going to get them for free. You know this.
They're going to come in a wooden crate. Dude, you're gonna get like you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna be part of like some kind of like
unveiling event.
Unveiling
You'll
event.
Be invited to that.
You're gonna get an iPad like 2 weeks prior to that's giving you like clues as to where the shoes are in your house. You know what I mean?
Oh, you got the press release too?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking art, internet rich.
Instead of big and rich, it's internet rich.
Big and rich is not as good.
No. All right.
I'm most excited for the self-driving car, man.
Yeah.
Just commuting will be awesome. Like, you'll look forward to it. Be like, sweet. It's like when you used to be able to get on a plane and you just know you're cut off and, like, you have nothing to do for the next few hours.
Right.
Like, you can do whatever you want. Sleep, read something, watch a movie. For that in a car, and then you get where you're going. That's like some near paradise shit.
Yeah, for me it's I really dig the solar cell, the glass. I'm just gonna like say it wrong now because you fucking pointed it out. But the solar glass, I just think that's great. I think that does away with a lot of problems in this country, like just down the road, you know, like oil consumption and all kinds of stuff, like the impact of that kind of thing, if it ever gets really mass produced, it could be really cool.
Nice. Art, what's your favorite? Oh, the sneakers, you already said. And how about you, Jim?
I gotta go with the car for personal reasons. The solar cell glass, I think, is one of those things that's like, how have we not done this already?
Right.
And this is like, that's just a worldwide game changer.
Absolutely. And like I said, I think it depletes our need for oil and stuff, which is probably why it hasn't been mass produced.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. Like, if you ever want to have fun on Wikipedia, type in water powered car and the Wikipedia entry for it, or water powered fuel cell or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The Wikipedia entry for it is hilarious because it's caught up in so many patent and so many legal things, and everybody that claims to have one is either dead or in jail.
Yeah, I would not want to invent something that thwarted the get rich plans of anybody who is involved in oil or any other like prominent fuel source. That's just like, that's a death wish.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You may as well start bad mouthing Robert Durst.
Did you watch that shit?
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
It's fucking great.
I'm on like episode 4.
Yeah, me too.
I blew through it in a day. I loved it. It was awesome.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That guy's real creepy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The blinking.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. He blinks each eye like one after the other. Like it's like one and then the other really fast. How he does it. Oh man. Art, do you know what we're talking about? Not at all.
I have no clue.
Yeah. It's a documentary.
It's a podcast series called Serial. Listen to it.
I feel like that show is what Serial wanted to be.
Of course.
Right.
It's what Serial would have been if it was a real thing. If it was a real case, because it would just be a TV thing. It wouldn't be on a stupid podcast.
Right. Yeah, it's fucking good. It's this documentary series art called The Jinx. It's on HBO. Yeah. It's on HBO. It's fucking great. It's only like seven episodes. Six or seven, something like that.
All right, start using your free HBO subscription that you got from the internet.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, I do have one.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Did it come on like a CD, like the AOL back in the day?
Kinda.
Wow.
I had to just put my eye to the TV, and I was like, hey, Art, here's your HBO.
Hey, while we're bragging about free internet rich stuff, I had another nice $300 Culinary Institute meal at the French restaurant.
Beautiful.
Nice.
That was a good one.
Nice job.
I was internet full after the meal.
All right, with that, you want to get out of here. Jim, where are you going to be coming up again?
Let's say every Thursday at UCB East.
Every
East Village, every Thursday, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, awesome.
Yeah.
Next time we go down to do XM again, we should hook up.
Yes.
Yeah, let me know. Totally.
Yeah. We just have to find it. We're E-Rock shows on Fridays. Folks should listen to that. It got moved. He's got 2 hours now, too.
Does he?
He invites us down to go be guests and bring him awesome beer to try in the air.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That the dude from Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
Well,
yep. Opie and Jimmy. Yeah.
Jimmy, yeah.
Yep, he's a friend of ours.
Cool.
Yeah, man, definitely. So jimtwos.com. At Jim Twos on Twitter, and check out the movie. What's the movie site again?
It's called Make Fun, Building a Comedy Scene. That's the name of the movie. The website is makefunmovie.com.
Nice. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to pay for it.
Oh, I can hook you up. I know a guy if you want. You want the hookup.
We are internet rich, so I was expecting it to
say. You can pay for it in shoelaces.
All right, very cool. So,
all right, guys.
Thanks a lot, Jim. And
thank you.
For Jay and Art, I'm Mike. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
They had it. I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. We got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I think, man, like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back, as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.